The reading today is Matthew 6, 1-14. Giving to the needy. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honoured by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like hypocrites, for they love to be praying, standing in the synagogues and on the street corners, to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This then is how you should pray. O Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive the other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. This is the word of the Lord.
Over the next 8 weeks, we'll be spending time looking at the Lord's Prayer and also some different ways of praying. So I hope that in the coming weeks you might discover some new ways to engage in your time with God, or rediscover some ways of spending time with him that we might have forgotten. This morning, you're not getting a regular message. We're going to have a short message, and then you get to do a little bit of work. It's what's known as intergenerational worship. It allows some time for you to think and process what you hear, and then time talking with others and sharing and reflecting on the ways that together we can be God. And it's open for the youngest to the oldest to participate as you're able. So you will find that as we go through the post-it notes you've got for the reflect portion, we'll, after we in the message, we'll have some time to think about what you've heard and just spend time perhaps listening to God. The post-it notes for you to jot down thoughts, ideas that might come to mind. And if you're creative, it's not a big space, but I do have some more drawing pictures as how you process. And then we'll break into smaller groups with the small sheets you've got there. And we're going to write our own Lord's Prayer, if you like, make it a little less formal. And then we'll share together in those small groups, and we'll pray in that way before we come back to the bigger group. So I will repeat that when we get to the end, but this just gives you an idea about the format that our message time is going to take this morning. And while we heard a little bit about sharing and generosity at the opening of the passage that Debbie read for us, we're actually focusing obviously on the prayer part. Talks about praying in quiet and out of sight, not about being showy or flashy in our time with private or our individual prayers. Corporate prayers are a little bit different, but again, those same principles apply. But either way, God wants us to pray, and we're invited to simply pray and to pray simply. He invites us to talk to God just as we would talk to our friends. We don't need special language or fancy words. Although I know for some of us, those formats and help us focus our time and use it wisely. We can use particular formulas. Actually, the Lord's Prayer, if you look at it, is a formula for praying. Perhaps there's a Bible verse that you use to pray, the Psalms, and even written prayers are a great way to spend time in prayer with God. But we don't have to restrict ourselves to fancy words. When we pray, we don't Jesus said to us in those verses that we heard. When you pray, don't talk on and on as people do who don't know God. They think God likes to hear long prayers. Don't be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask. I think that's something great for us to take to heart, isn't it? But sometimes we have lots to say to God. There might be something we're really bubbling over with, and that's okay. Or it could be we've got a lot on our heart and we need to just pour it out. That too is okay. And I know, and I've heard people here say, sometimes they feel guilty because they fall asleep if they're praying at night before they go to bed. I think it's fabulous. On Facebook, every so often, a little picture pops up of a baby in arms that says, you know, you don't get upset when your little one goes to sleep, when you're spending time with them, talking to them. And God's the same. We're his children, and he knows we're tired, but we've taken time to spend, and I think even when we're sleeping, our brains work a bit over time, and even God hears those. So for those of you who have said you feel guilty sleeping on the job, don't feel guilty. Know that God understands and he allows us times of rest as well. But when we come to God in prayer, we need to just talk to him. It's not a big deal. We don't need to repeat over and over and over, although sometimes that helps us process what we're praying about. We don't need to use special words. Although sometimes, like that last song, your word is a lamp to my feet. I sing using these and nows because I think it's more poetic. But if that's a way to express in your prayer time, there's nothing wrong with using old language. Or big words if that's your thing, but don't feel forced to use big words. You can just speak simply and from the heart. There are times when you may not even use words at all. Just to sit in God's presence in silence can be prayer enough. But as I've mentioned, then you're free to experiment afterwards. It's also okay to use drawings, songs and poems as a form of prayer. There's a group of ladies in Meridian who meet every week with their adult colouring, their scripture-based pictures they have, that they spend time together in prayer, both personally and as a bigger group. It's however you can express yourself, but expressing yourself to God in prayer. Because what God is interested in is you and him spending time together. He wants time with you where you can be your true self, where you can be real with him. Not with anybody else around. Don't have to wear masks because he knows what's under the mask. But just time with God in prayer. The material that I'll be using over the coming weeks for this week asks us to remember to keep it simple, keep it real, and keep it up. And during the coming week then, I would encourage you to consider the following questions. If your prayer life is at its best, at its simplest, what do you mostly talk to God about? We don't need to role play when we talk to him or put on masks. So do you feel like you have to be a certain way when you come before God in prayer? And we shouldn't give up praying too soon. So I wonder, do you find it challenging to persevere in prayer when either your needs or the needs of someone else obviously need a bit more than just a quick help God type thing? Do you find that hard? And how can we encourage one another or ourselves as individuals to keep going with our prayer time?